Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. Hundreds of lawyers from across Philadelphia stepped out of the courtroom to help some of the city's most vulnerable residents. KYW's Justin Udo talked with Frank Cervone from the Support Center for Child Advocates about the importance of the Bar Association 5K.
So the Philadelphia Bar 5K run and walk has been conducted for 43 years for the benefit of the Support Center for Child Advocates. Pretty extraordinary that we've been doing it each year, gathering lawyers and friends of the law and friends of children.
Tell me about the work. What does this center do?
We're the volunteer lawyer program for abused kids in Philadelphia. So we recruit and train and support more than 1,000 lawyers each year.
And this is the first time you're having the event since 2019, and there's more than 1,000 people out here, and everyone looks really pumped to help the cause.
And this event has been kind of a key building block of our service delivery for more than four decades. One of the wonderful things we see each year is that law firms bring out their teams of corporate colleagues and associates and partners. So it's a time for them to connect with each other and to compete with other firms. It's really kind of fun. It's that playful competition that lawyers just love.
The event is expected to raise around $75,000. Temple University unveils its new Digital Equity Center to provide technology service to its North Philadelphia neighbors. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
I would like to find out what's going on in the neighborhood.
Tiffany Dunnevin lives in North Philly and was checking out Temple's new Digital Equity Center just on the edge of the university's campus.
I got a grandmom that she's doing technology and stuff. It's stuff that they can help you with.
The center will offer North Philadelphia residents access to technology and offer desk support. It will also provide digital navigation and digital literacy education through strategic community partners. Jonathan Latko is the Executive Director of Business Administration for Information Technology Services at Temple University.
We built out a model where we can sort of look at digital equity and figure out, like, how do we do digital inclusion through digital equity? So we had devices. We got them at the university. We can refurbish them. And then we're like, all right, well, we can teach people to do it through some of our classes, right? So we teach them how to use it. We need internet connections. So we figured out how to get internet connection for them.
The next piece was tech support. Dell just awarded the program grant funding to hire a digital navigator for the community equipment. The goal of the center is to get 600 computers into homes over the next year.
And basically support 600 machines as if it's a computer lab and be able to support those machines technically and the people that use them, so they can now access all the resources that are available.
If you live in South Jersey and heard some loud bang-like sounds this morning, don't be worried. The Gibbsboro Police Department confirms the noise was a scheduled training operation at Fort Dix. They say there will be more scheduled operations during the month, so you'll probably hear these noises again. Philadelphia police searching for suspects after a man was shot and killed last night in Nicetown, Tioga. The victim was in his mid-30s. He was shot twice in the head, once in the neck. It happened along West Eastall Street. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Officials are still investigating. Herb McGee spent 54 years as the head men's basketball coach at his alma mater, Thomas Jefferson University. He retired following this past season, stepping away with over 1,100 wins. Here's KYW's Matt Leon.
McGee was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 2011, and that is an honor that's incredibly important to him.
That is the highest compliment that anybody could give anybody, and no matter what sport you play. If you're in your sports Hall of Fame, there's nothing left. You know, I have received awards over the years, and very nice awards, and very appreciative when I receive those awards, and very prestigious awards, but nothing will ever top or ever come close to being into the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame.
You can listen to the entire interview with Herb McGee, including hearing him talk about winning a national championship in 1970. Just check out the latest episode of Matt's podcast, One-on-One with Matt Leon. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.